are entering a new era. Everything is changing. The way we do business, the way we work, and even the way we do search or Google for information. Microsoft Copilot is taking search to the next level and a lot more. If you clicked on this, it's because you want to learn how to stay current and maximize your accounting or finance career. Of course, that includes a wide variety of fields, including accountants, auditors, purchasing, treasury professionals, accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll, controllers, financial controllers, regional controllers, assistant controllers, CPAs, and bookkeepers. You get where I'm going. The first thing you need to understand is that there are over 150 copilots and all are different. There is a difference between Microsoft Copilot and Microsoft Copilot for Microsoft 365. Today we're talking about the former, Microsoft Copilot. Microsoft Copilot is available to anyone as long as they have some sort of a Microsoft account. In other words, we're talking about the free version. Let's dive right in. By the way, I used Microsoft Copilot to compile all the information for this talk. What is Microsoft Copilot? It describes itself as your everyday AI companion. It's a generative AI service developed by Microsoft that serves as a conversational chat interface. How much does Microsoft Copilot cost? It's free, although let me be clear, there are paid versions. The only requirement is that you have a Microsoft account of some sort. Microsoft refers to this as the base version. This version provides essential AI assistance and productivity features. And to be fair, you get a lot of functionality. How can you access Microsoft Copilot? Go to copilot.microsoft.com. Let me say that again. Copilot.microsoft.com. You'll have to log in with a user word, with a password and user ID, but you can leave yourself logged in if you're not, once you're logged on. You'll get to pick from three conversational styles. I usually choose the conversational style because it's more balanced. But depending upon what you're doing, you might want to choose one of the others, which are creative and precise. You will notice when you put in some of your queries, if you're looking for some very current information, it may or may not have it. But it will tell you if it doesn't have it. For this reason, and because you need to verify everything that comes out of any of these new AI tools, at least for today, you cannot use it for tax research. By that I mean, don't ask it questions about filing your 1099s. What can Microsoft Copilot do? It says it can, number one, search for very specific information. You can ask Copilot questions and it will provide relevant answers. It provided the following example. It says, for example, if you need to know the height of Mount Everest, Copilot can get that information for you. What I really like about this is it saves you the time of having to sift through search results to find exactly what you're looking for. Yes, you could have done a simple Google search for the same information, but sometimes, depending upon what you're looking for, you have to read through several articles before you find the information you're looking for. Plus, at least for now, there are no sponsored results on top, those which I cynically refer to as advertising. Number two, it can generate text. Copilot can create text based on your prompts. For example, if you ask it to summarize a memo in two sentences, it will promptly generate a concise summary for you. It's also great when you need to dash off a quick email and you can't come up with something that's the least bit inspiring. But remember, don't just copy and paste. Check what it has put out. Does it say what you want it to say and in the right tone? I almost always tweak whatever any AI tool gives me, if I accept it at all, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just can't get it to do what I want it to do. We'll have a talk on this issue in the future. Number three, creates images. Describe what you want and Copilot can create images based on your text prompts. Whether it's a simple sketch or a more complex visual, Copilot can assist. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail and you can decide whether or not it's worth whether it's worth it. I want to point out that all the images that we've shown during this talk and for the rest of the talk have been created by Copilot. And number four, it can write code. Copilot supports various programming languages, including JavaScript, C, and Python. If you need code code snippets, Copilot can generate them for you. So now I've decided to test some of these features, and I began by asking it a question: how many companies in the US still use paper check? It then provided some very generic information about paper checks before adding that experts estimate that 40% of all B2B payments in the US are made via paper checks. Then it goes on to say, despite the digital revolution, paper checks stubbornly persist in the business landscape. Approximately 81% of firms in the US continue to rely on paper checks for at least some of their transactions. Then I gave it something a little bit more difficult that I've never been able to find a good answer to, one that I usually estimate on my own. I asked it, how many people work in accounts payable in the US? Is the response that I got. As of 2022, there were a record number of over 1.4 million accountants and auditors working in the United States. However, it said, let's specifically focus on the accounts payable workforce. Thank you. That's what I asked. Accounts payable associates. It says these professionals handle day-to-day invoice processing, payment approvals, and vendor communication. They ensure bills are paid accurately on time. The majority of accounts payable associates are women, with approximately 79.4% of them being female. Thank you. I know most people who work in accounts payable are female. That wasn't what I asked. It goes on to say accounts payable leads. These individuals oversee the accounts payable team, manage workflows, and provide guidance. Again, the majority of the leads are women, with around 71.3% being female. And then it said accounts payable managers. At the managerial level, 76% of accounts payable managers are women. They play a crucial role in strategic decision-making, process improvement, and financial control. And it points out, keep in mind that these numbers reflect the situation up to 2022, and workforce dynamics may continue to evolve. That's nice, but it still has not answered my question. Whether working from home or in office buildings, accounts payable professionals contribute significantly to financial operations across various industries. I know all that, but it didn't answer the question. So then I decided to try something that I thought it might have a better shot at answering, although I have never been able to find the number. I really like the Northern Lights, and I always want to know how many nights the Northern Lights were visible. And I even asked for 2020, figuring to go back in time, and it responded. In 2020, the Northern Lights, also known as Aurora Borealis, graced the skies across northern tier U.S. states from Maine to Montana and Washington. This colorful celestial event was blah, blah, blah. It went on and on about the Northern Lights, but it did not give me the answer. I then tried to make it a little simpler, and I tried asking it about the Northern Lights in Iceland, where they're more prevalent, and I got the same answer. So my conclusion, you can get the same results as you can from a Google search, but, and this is a big one, it does provide some data if it's available without you having to wade through all sorts of useless stuff and advertisements. Next up, I tried get it to write me a persuasive short request for a raise, saying you've got to go into your boss and have this conversation. It started with, I'm going to a meeting with my boss. I want to ask for a raise. What should it say? Said, when asking for a raise during your meeting with your boss, it's essential to be prepared and confident. Hello. Here's a concise script to guide you. And in an email, it said, I'm going to a meeting with my boss. It started with an email, and that was not what I wanted. I didn't want an email. I wanted for a face-to-face email. So I tried again. And this time I put in, I'm going to a meeting with my boss. I want to ask for a raise. What should I say? And it provided me with basically the same thing it had given me in the email. Then I tried something a little easier. Summarize the Declaration of Independence in 50 words or less. And it gave me the Declaration of Independence adopted on July 4th, 1776 by the Continental Congress announced the separation of the 13 North American British colonies from Great Britain. It asserted that all men are created equal, endowed with rights of liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The 4th of July celebrates this historic event. It was downhill after this, though. I asked it to write an elevator pitch for AP NAM. And as you know, we create content, videos, books, webinars, etc., around the accounts payable function. It really fell down yet. It wrote, APNow is an innovative software solution designed to transform your accounts payable process. With APNow, you can automate invoice processing, reduce manual errors, gain real-time insights into financial transactions. Say goodbye to paperwork and hello to streamlined efficiency. Elevate your AP game name with AP now. This was a great elevator pitch, except not for this company. It's not what we do. And I had provided the website. I decided then to move on to the next feature, and I asked it to draw me an alarm clock. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see on the screen what it gave me. I think they did a pretty good job. And as I said earlier, they did all the pictures that you've seen in this little talk. I gave it a second test by asking it to draw me some people at a conference. I thought it was pretty good. It then gave me some options, one of which was to make it an outside conference. I thought that sounded pretty interesting, so I clicked on that button. However, when it did, it started spitting out a bunch of text options, not what I was looking for. I then instructed it to draw me a picture of some people at an outside conference, whatever that is, and here's what they gave me. Somehow, this doesn't seem as realistic, but maybe that's because an outside conference isn't really realistic, so I don't know. This leaves the writing of code feature. Since I'm preparing this talk for the accounting and finance community, I did not test that option. Set up your own account, play around with it, check out everything it gives you, and see what innovations you can come up with. As we said at the beginning, we're entering a new era. Nowhere has this been more apparent than with the introduction of technology and automation into the accounts payable function. That's why we recently did a roundup of all the business intelligence you need to get started with AP automation. You can watch it right now using the link that has appeared on your YouTube screen and is in the description. Good luck.